Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to Stephen Sports Blog, here only on MSL Radio.
Oh man, Miami, what is good? Stephen Sports Blog here with you on MSL Radio. Again, Seven Nation Army by the White Stripes. But man, I love this song. You know why I love this song? Because the drummer is a woman. I love that about music. I love women drummers. But anyway, getting back, this is the Stephen Sports Blog. Casey Wallach on with me today. Casey, how are you on this fine Friday afternoon? Guess Casey's not on right now. Okay, then. So while we wait for Casey, I'm just going to talk a little bit about the NHL playoffs. Now, we had the caller the other day who said, oh, he wants the Blackhawks.
Yeah, I must not have hit the button. Sorry.
Oh, that's all right. How are you on this fine Friday?
As I was saying when you couldn't hear me, I was saying I'm a little sleep-deprived because I was up late watching the incredible game last night, as I'm sure most people were.
That's right. That's what we're talking about. First thing today, I have six words for the USA. Oh, my God, what a game. Now, I wasn't even going to watch the game until I was listening to Andrew Pastrow, Darren Williamson, Eric Robinson. And they were talking about, okay, guys, give me the update of the game. Give me the update of the game, on and on and on. You know, like throughout the show, they were saying, give me the update of the game. So I was like, I can't watch it right now. So I was like, I'm going to watch the game. And after the third quarter, they were tied at 73. I just knew the game was coming down to the wire. And I was right. And me, Casey, everybody, all of our staff and us, so we're all going on Twitter. We're all crazy on Twitter because this game is just so amazing. And at the end of the game, I'm watching LeBron have the ball, 12 seconds left. I'm like, oh, don't let him get the game winner. Because I sort of wanted Warriors to take game one at the Oracle Arena. And he missed the shot, and Iman Shumpert went for the game winner, and he missed. I was like, yes, overtime. And then from there, Golden State took it 108-100 in overtime, lead the series one game to none. Casey, what did you take away from this game? What did you see? What do you see from game one? What does that tell us for the rest of this finals?
Well, I mean, there's so much, so many different things to stay away from this game. You know, Kyrie came out and showed up, and obviously he was, you know, doing just fine. We kind of talked yesterday about, you know, if they're, you know, kind of doing some gamesmanship with, you know, the injury. Obviously, you know, we know what happened in overtime when he got injured and his knee again. And I don't know if we want to talk about that in a little more detail in a little bit, just because, you know, I want to ask you a couple questions. You know, do you think
we'll get to the Kyrie Irving injury. Very scary injury indeed in a few minutes. But let's go ahead and you can ask me a couple questions and I'll see what I know.
Let's see. Well, let's just go with the bench performance from the Warriors versus the Cavs. I just want to – just give me a guess how much better you thought the Warriors was than the Cavs.
Oh, my God. And I actually retweeted this. I quote-tweeted it, mentioned you in it, so I could talk about it today. The Warriors bench dominated the Cavs bench, and it's surprising the game was so close because of the way that both benches played. The Warriors bench scored 34 points, 19 rebounds, and 8 assists, and went 14 for 27 from the field. That is over 50% for those that don't know they're bad. And meanwhile, you got the Cavs bench, 9 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 of 14. That's under 50%. Not good. So, Casey said yesterday on the show, it's going to be a battle between the benches. And, sorry, Casey, but there was no battle. It was all Warriors. And if you ask me, the only reason that the Cavs stayed in the game was because of LeBron. To that second. Next, if you have another question.
Let me see here. Well, I was just going to say, or actually just talk about quick, like, Andre Iguodala and LeBron James in defense was amazing. He also played incredibly well offensively. Obviously, I mean, he hit a three-pointer with only one shoe on. But, like, LeBron versus Iguodala only scored 11 points versus everybody else, 27 points. His field goal percentage when Iguodala was defending him was 28.6, and when he was against anybody else, it was 54.5%, you know, which is, you know, a real testament to the defense, that his type of defense and how much he bothered LeBron. Did you think there was anybody else out there who bothered LeBron as much as Iguodala?
Nah, I honestly don't think anybody actually did bother LeBron, because, I mean, come on, the guy scored 44 points. The only thing that's bothering LeBron right now is the fact that he scored 44 points. But actually, let me rephrase that. There are a few things bothering LeBron right now. One, he scored 44 points, and they lost. Yeah, they lost. Two, he just lost his guy. And we'll get to that in a second. Kyrie Irving left the game with a seriously bad-looking leg injury. So, no, I don't think that LeBron is bothered by any of the Golden State Warrior players or anybody else. The only thing he's bothered by is that they couldn't pull out the win like he wanted, like he wished they had. That's my take on it.
Okay. The matchup, it actually proved to be so much better than I originally thought. You know, I came in there thinking, you know, Golden State was going to dominate from the get-go. And, you know, the Warriors gave the fans, you know, a scare in the first quarter and everything. And they, you know, I think, they, you know, there was some nerves and stuff and, you know, because they hadn't been in, like, in this kind of, you know, stage before. So, but, yeah, it was this game was probably one of the best, one I most enjoyed probably in recent years.
Yeah, like you said, the Warriors, at the end of the first quarter, was, you know, the Oracle Arena was scared, basically. But that's how the whole game went. And I was going to get to that right now, actually. End of one, end of three, we're tied. And then, obviously, went on to win the game. So all the Warriors did last night was progress and progress and progress. But that's not the only thing I progressed last night. I just want to give props to Kyrie Irving, because he did not play like I thought he would play. By that I mean he played well, very well. I am very impressed with Kyrie Irving, how he played, especially the one significant play that basically sent the game into overtime. He had Steph Curry clear his shot to the basket, and he's going to lay it in, and here comes Kyrie Irving, smacks the ball out of his hand, smacks the ball onto the backboard. Completely, that was a blocked shot. So I did not expect that, anything like that, to come from Kyrie Irving last night. But all in all, I'm pretty happy that the Golden State Warriors took game one. They now have a 79% chance of winning the series, according to BPI. But, yeah, game two, Sunday night. It was, my God. But anyway, getting back to game one, I tweeted this out last night. I know a lot of other people did too. I was sitting in my bed, laying in bed, watching the game, and I just couldn't stop smiling. Like, I was like, oh my God, this is so exciting. And it's funny because I only started watching basketball like in February, like seriously watching basketball. And I'm sitting here smiling like, oh my God, this is so exciting. Like, I haven't smiled this big since Super Bowl 49. I hope the Seahawks would have won, but they didn't. But what's your reaction to last night's game, Casey? How were you feeling watching that game?
I mean, I was just pumped up. You know, you go through all these emotions. You're nervous. You know, obviously at the end of heading towards the end of regulation, and you know, the Cavs had plenty of time with the ball, and so I was like, oh my God, LeBron's got it. He's gonna, you know, pull another game winner again. And no, it didn't go in because he probably should have driven the ball in that shot, whatever. Oh, Iman Shumpert got the ball. Oh my God, is it going to go in? You know, your heart rate's running.
Oh yeah.
And then And then, you know, once Golden State, you know, got in there in overtime, you know, then you start to calm down and you're like, all right, this is good. And you're rolling, your Warriors are going to win. And but, you know, just the whole game had so many different exciting plays and just, you know, the comeback of Golden State. It was a fun one to watch, and I'm really happy that, you know, this is how we started the final series. You know, it was worth the wait. And like I said, this is the game we were waiting for, and it was awesome.
It most certainly was awesome, especially at the end. When LeBron shot that ball, my heart stopped. I was like, no, don't let it be the game winner. I think Iman Shumpert, don't let it be the game winner. Wasn't the game winner, thank God. The only thing I could have really hoped for to be more, I don't think this game could have gotten more exciting, but it really could have. And that is if the Warriors had won by probably a slimmer margin. I mean, they did. It wasn't an exciting overtime. It was just an exciting end of the fourth quarter, basically. And I think the game would be more hyped if the overtime had been like the end of the fourth quarter, where teams are shooting to win the game. But all in all, Warriors win game one, 108-100 in overtime. And like I said last night, I've said yesterday on the show, I mean, with LeBron, the only way Cavs won was if LeBron got the triple-double, which he didn't. But he did score 44. Steph Curry didn't score 30 like I hope he would have. He did score, I think the two are like 26, 27 points. But, hey, it's good enough for me, good enough for a win. When we come back, we're not done with the NBA. You're listening to Stephen Sports Blog here on I'm So Radio.
So at the end of the day, I mean, you could keep that to yourself. You don't even have to let anybody know, because at the end of the day, you know, if somebody's coming out, you're getting all the attention. I'm not saying that's what Michael Sam's intentions were, but there's always another side to the story. At the end of the day,
Jesus Christ.
The Andrew Powell Show with Darren Williamson and Eric Robinson is 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, here only on MSL Radio, Monday through Friday. Check it out. I know I messed up, but whatever. Listen to the show. Ah. Interested in advertising or sponsoring with MSL? Working for MSL as a writer? Even having your own radio show? Or do you have more of a business mind and want to bring your talents down here to South Beach? That's right. MSL has a big-ass help on to sign up. Writers, radio personalities, marketing directors, website managers, positions are open. Apply today and make this money. Miami Sports and Lifestyle, baby.
Want to learn how to scan your swagger? Get insight on that and more from Dia Hicks every weekend, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on MSL Radio.
Ball game over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
Inside the Sports World with Darren Williamson, Stephen and Andrew Powell is every Saturday between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Only on Double G Radio. Start spreading the
news. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a campaign underway. Let's give Miami the exposure that it deserves via Miami Sports and Lifestyle. MSL to ESPN. Love it, know it, support it.
Attention Miami, MSL is looking for writers for the Miami Dolphins, Miami Heat, Miami Marlins, Florida Panthers, Miami Hurricanes, and Florida International University Panthers. If you are interested, contact Stephen Err at Stephen_Err@yahoo.com for details. Join the MSL team today.
We at MSL have a new blog site underway, miamisportsandlife.wix.com/MSL blog for all your content surrounding Miami sports. Official site coming soon.
What's good, Miami? And I guess pretty soon I'll have to say what's good, Nation, since we're going national. But this is Andrew Powell, host of the Andrew Powell Show with Darren Williamson and Eric Robinson, and CEO, founder of Miami Sports and Lifestyle. As you all know, I talk about marijuana a lot on my show. I do consider myself an advocate for the legalization of marijuana. And why? because this is a medicine that helps so many different diseases, including cancer, and if it were legalized, it could eventually form a cure for cancer. And we've all been affected by cancer before with family members. We need to legalize medicine, because not only does it help out cancer, but it helps out so many different diseases. So many. We need to legalize cures. And not only that, but legalizing marijuana would decrease black market control and crime and increase tax revenue to give this country's economy a boost. And we all know we need that. This is a beautiful plant that should have never been made illegal in the first place. But because of racism, lies, and greed over the almighty dollar, it's now illegal. And patients and peaceful marijuana smokers suffer everywhere, even in 2015. We need to legalize medicine. We need to legalize peace. Let's legalize marijuana 2015.
The views expressed by Andrew Powell are of Andrew Powell and Andrew Powell alone, and not the company and staff of Miami Sports and Lifestyle.
You are now listening to Stephen Sports Blog, here only on MSL Radio.
Miami, Stephen Sports Blog, with Casey Wallach, back on MSL Radio. And again, Seven Nation Army, White Stripes. Go check that song out. Not a bad song, not a bad band. So, before we get to commercial, I told you guys, we weren't done with NBA Talk, and I'm telling you, we're not done with NBA Talk. And we're sticking to you, Heat Nation. We're coming to you. Dwayne Wade watch update. Now, I might have said this before on the show. I'm not too sure. But the Heat has asked Dwayne Wade to go already. They've asked him to go so they can pursue Kevin Durant in 2016. Actually, I did say that before. So the other thing that I know about Dwayne Wade is that the team that is most likely going to stay, that is going to, you know, pursue Dwayne Wade, the Los Angeles Clippers. I don't understand why. I don't. Because the Los Angeles Clippers have enough all-stars to, they just need a little room for improvement, not Dwayne Wade room. And they're going to be back next season. They don't need to take Dwayne Wade. But actually, there is another update I do have. According to the Bleacher Report, Dragic's agent, or one of either Dragic's agent or Whiteside's agent, they believe Dwayne Wade will be back in Miami next season. So there's a lot going on with whether or not Dwayne Wade will be a Heat or a Clipper and wherever else he may go next season. Casey, what have you heard? What's your take on the latest from the Dwayne Wade saga?
All right, I've got a couple different things. Some of them are, you know, a little more use your imagination type things. First, I'll start with, I believe it was 2 days ago, Dan Levitard on his show, Dan Levitard show on ESPN Radio. He's very connected with people in the Heat organization, you know, et cetera. Basically said all this talk about, you know, the low ball number and everything, and the whole thing, that it's all BS and, you know, they didn't use those letters. And the Heat wants this whole thing out of the media, and, you know, the whole thing is, who did the leaking of the info and who benefits from the leaking of the info, you know, all things being discussed. Obviously, you know, the start of the finals, you know, took a little bit of the focus off this. Dwayne will be a studio analyst for games 2, 3, 6, and 7, if necessary. So on Sunday, chances are, you know, because he'll be in pregame and I believe, you know, halftime, and that I'm sure somebody's going to ask him about it because, you know.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I'm going to be surprised if somebody asked him, wait, where are you going next? I don't know if he'll brush the question off, if he's going to answer the question or just say, I don't know. But there's a lot going on, like I said before, going on with the Dwayne Wade drama in Miami or Los Angeles, wherever, all over the NBA, basically. And so basically, do you have anything else on Dwayne Wade before we get back to the finals?
I have a couple things. No, because that's what I was kind of alluding to. Some of this is stuff that was posted on social media, whatever. He's been using this hashtag, allergic to Noah, a lot lately. I'm not sure what that is implying. And in certain cases, he did surprise students at Western High in South Florida, graduation yesterday. And then his wife, Gabrielle Union, had a tweet yesterday that kind of, you know, raised some people's eyebrows. It basically said, I don't burn bridges without a backup plan. If I'm going to burn a bridge, you best believe I have a kayak stash somewhere. You know, some Heat fans thought she was trolling them. You know how Heat Twitter can get. But it's just, it was an interesting statement. And, you know, like I said, it's, you know, read into it what you want. But positive side, Heat Nation, Dwayne's latest Gatorade commercial, which aired during the NBA Finals last night, has him in a Heat uniform. So there's that.
Yeah, so, yeah, like you said, I'm just going to add on to what you said about Dwayne Wade surprising somebody at their graduation. Hassan Whiteside, which I'm just going to add this really quick. Hassan Whiteside also surprised someone at their graduation. Now we're going to go back to the NBA Finals really quick. So I had missed talking about Kyrie Irving like we said we would, so we're going to talk about it right now. Kyrie Irving, he fell. Like, you saw him fall in overtime, and he did not get up. And everyone was like, uh-oh. Everyone on Twitter was like, uh-oh. Oh, Cavs season's over because Kyrie got injured. Uh-oh. And I'm thinking the same thing myself. If Kyrie Irving is out for the rest of this series with this scary knee injury, Cavs are done. Last night, he left the game looking like, I don't know if you guys saw the Eagles-Giants game from last October. Victor Cruz started crying after he tore his patellar tendon trying to catch the touchdown pass from Eli Manning. That's what Kyrie Irving looked like last night. And Victor Cruz missed the whole season. Keep that in mind. Now, Casey, if this is as serious as we think, how screwed are the Cavs when it comes to the finals?
Well, I think it's a huge, huge blow to the Cavs. You have to think about it this way because, you know, his backup is Dellavedova. And if he was in there for, I don't know, maybe 9 minutes last night, and Steph Curry just worked him over. Whereas Kyrie and Steph, you know, they had a good matchup. You know, Kyrie even had, you know, the edge on Steph in a lot of cases. But Steph just ran all over Dellavedova, and Dellavedova didn't score once. And I think you're going to see probably LeBron James is going to play point guard as well as every other position on the floor to try and make up for it.
Oh, man, that reminds me of something I saw on Twitter last night. There's actually a page called Not SportsCenter.
Oh, yeah, I saw that too.
And they said breaking. LeBron James is going to play point guard, fielder, everything. Even coach and assistant coach for the next six possible games. I'm like, really? They have other players. Like, it is a big loss, yes, but they're basically in a lot of trouble, yes. Are they screwed? No, not really. They have LeBron, obviously. Some people like calling him the GOAT, the greatest of all time. I don't agree. They also have G.R. Smith. They have, like you said, Dellavedova. He's not a bad player at all. They got other players. They don't. It's not like season over because one guy's gone. It's a team sport, basically. So saying that whoever says that Kyrie Irving injury keeps him out of the game, makes it that the Cavs season's over, they're wrong. Just going to let you guys know that right now. Cavs are going to be fine. It's just going to be a lot of picking up to do for Dellavedova replacing Kyrie Irving if he does not get to play Sunday night in game two.
And it didn't look good. Oh, can I just throw one more thing in there? Because after the game, you know, Kyrie was, you know, he ended up leaving, you know, the facility on crutches. He, you know, struggled to walk 12 feet from the locker room to the training room. And you could tell in his voice, I don't know if you saw the post-game interview of him, with him in the locker room, you know, he said, you know, you can tell from my voice, I'm worried. And his father left the training room and slammed the door and as he left, and he was, I mean, he was really pissed. And I saw some Stephen A. and Skip discussing on First Take today that, you know, there's some dissension between, you know, the Cavs camp and Kyrie's camp as far as, you know, did they overplay him, you know, too many minutes.
Yeah, I was going to add that up. His dad was really pissed leaving the training room, slamming the door. It's not good news for Kyrie Irving. So that's it for our NBA Finals talk. We've got 5 minutes left. Just going to sweep through this right now. I'm going to sweep to two things, and then we're going to let Casey take over the rest. Blackhawks won game one. I'm not happy about it. The caller that we had the other day, he's pretty happy about it because he wanted to see the Lightning get their you-know-what's kicked. But that's okay. Lightning going to come back Saturday night, win to game two in Tampa. And the other night, Marlins host the Cubs. I think his name is Junior Lake, something like that. He had a home run. And, you know, Marlins were already beaten in bed. So he hits a home run. He flips his bat. And the Marlins didn't like that. And that made benches clear. I'm pretty sure both teams were warned about that. The Marlins did win the game 7-3. They will play in Denver tonight, hopefully, if the rain stops, against the Colorado Rockies. Now, for the last news for today, the University of North Carolina, I'm not too sure about this. I looked it up. I didn't understand a thing I was reading. But apparently there were sanctions handed down to them. So Casey probably knows more about that than I do. So I'm going to let her take over and tell us what the heck is going on at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill.
Well, I mean, I know a little bit about it. I just kind of, you know, skimmed everything over. And basically, the students, and it's mainly focused on the women's basketball team. It was kind of, the whole thing kind of 5 years ago was started by the men's football team. But the majority of the sanctions is towards the women's NCAA team. And it basically has to do with, the athletes had to take classes that were, you know, way too easy. And, you know, like you didn't have to do anything in them to get a good grade, et cetera. It's, you know, mainly an academics issue. So that's just the quick rundown on that. And they've got till like August to appeal. So I'm sure we'll hear, more until, as it all goes on.
Yeah, we'll probably hear them a lot more as time goes on. So we have 2 minutes left. So there's no basketball till Sunday. There's no hockey till tonight. But you can check out the Canes baseball playing Virginia Commonwealth University in baseball. It's in a rain delay right now, but when the game comes back, Miami leads 3-1 in the bottom of the fifth, top of the fifth, bottom of the fifth, one or the other. Next week on Steven Sports Vlog, it's going to be a fun week because we're looking to get a lot of guests for our shows. Casey, I'll talk to you about that after the show, but man, we're going to have a good week next week. I already have two guests booked for next week, and I'm really looking forward to it. So there is no Andrew Powell show tonight. They ended their week. They do run Sunday to Thursday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on FSL Radio. And again, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 1 a.m. 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on WGTS-DB. So this has been Steven's Sports Blog. I want to thank Casey for being out with me. I want to thank you all for listening. And we'll hear from you again on Monday.
You have been listening to Steven's Sports Blog with Stephen Erden III, here only on MSL Radio.